Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warp-style jungle bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 with crisp transients, dusty mids, and solid mono sub underneath. The big idea here is not just sound design for its own sake. We want a bass that actually works in a real drum and bass arrangement, under busy breaks, alongside a vocal chop or rap hook, and still feels alive. So think of this like building a bass with three jobs. The sub anchor is the low end. The mids provide the movement and character. And the transient layer gives you that sharp front edge, so the note reads clearly on small speakers and through a dense drum loop. If you try to make one sound do all three jobs, it usually gets messy. Splitting the roles gives you control. Let's start simple. Create a MIDI track and load a synth like Waveatable. Operator or analog. Waveatable is a great choice because it gives us easy harmonic movement, which is perfect for that wobble feel. Now write a short two-bar phrase. Keep it sparse. You do not need a busy bassline here. In fact, that would probably hurt the groove. Use one root note, maybe an octave jump, and a few offbeat answers. Let the bass speak in phrases, not constant chatter. A solid D and B pattern might hit on beat 1, answer on the end of 2 or 3, then give a small pickup into beat 4 or the next bar. Keep some space in there. That space is what lets the drums hit and gives room for vocals later. Now we're going to build this as a three-layer rack. Group the sound into an instrument rack and create three chains: sub, mid wobble, and transient. This is where the sound becomes much more mix-ready. For the sub layer, keep it very clean. Use operator with a sine wave or a very simple clean oscillator in Waveatable. Make it mono using utility, with width at 0%. You want that low end to be stable and centered. If it feels too pure and disappears on smaller systems, add just a touch of saturator, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive. That's usually enough to help it translate without making it muddy. Next is the mid wobble layer. This is the body, the dusty part, the part that moves. Use a richer waveform here, something more saw-like or pulse-like. Then high pass it so it stays out of the sub range. Somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz is a good starting point. Now add auto filter and use a low pass filter with a bit of resonance. We're after rhythmic motion, not screaming resonance, so keep it controlled. If your synth allows modulation, assign an LFO to the cutoff. If not, just automate the cutoff in a rhythmic way. Try movement in eighth notes or dotted eighths for that rolling D and B pulse. A slower movement feels heavier and more hypnotic. A faster movement feels more nervous and jungle-ish. Both can work, depending on the vibe. Here's a really useful teacher tip. Don't just automate the same motion every bar. Let the filter open a little more on accented notes and close a little on passing notes. That makes the bass feel like it's talking to the drums instead of just looping mechanically. That little call and response inside the bassline makes a huge difference. After the filter, add some grit. Saturator or overdrive works well here. Keep it moderate. We want dusty mids, not blown out fuzz. A bit of drive, a bit of harmonic pressure, and maybe some soft clipping if needed. If you want even more texture, a tiny amount of redux or erosion can add grain. Be subtle. The goal is character, not destruction. Now for the transient layer. This is the part that gives the note its front edge. It's what makes the bass speak before the wobble blooms. You can build this in a few ways. One easy way is to duplicate the mid-chain and simplify it, then shorten the attack to zero or just a few milliseconds. Another approach is to use simpler with a tiny clicky sample, like a noise click or muted transient, and layer that under the main bass. If the attack feels too soft, use erosion very lightly or add a small amount of upper mid focus with EQ8. You do not want a click that sounds like a mistake. You want a clean, defined note edge, something that helps the bass cut through busy drums. In drum and bass, that front edge matters a lot because the breakbeat is already full of motion. If your bass does not have a clear attack, it can disappear into the drum loop. Now let's shape the dusty midrange a bit more. A solid stock chain would be auto filter, saturator, maybe redux or erosion, then EQ8. High pass the low end, add saturation for density, and use EQ to tame any harshness around the upper mids if the sound gets too aggressive. If a vocal is going to sit in the same section, pay attention to the 1 to 3 kHz area. That's often where the vocal needs space. You do not want the bass chewing up the same room. This is a good moment to remember something important. Think in ranges, not just layers. The sub owns the deepest lows. The mid layer owns the body and movement. The transient layer owns the front edge. If those ranges start bleeding into each other too much, the bass will feel less intentional and more like a blurred preset. Now let's lock the stereo image down. The sub stays mono, no question. Keep it centered and stable. The mid and transient layers can have a little more width, But be careful. If your bass sounds huge in stereo and weak in mono, the issue is usually too much whitening in the low or low-mid range. Reduce the width, high pass the wide layer a bit higher, and make sure the sub is independent and clean. After that, group the three chains and process them like a bass bus. A gentle glue compressor can help tie everything together, but only use a little gain reduction. We are talking maybe 1 to 2 dB, not full-on squashing. If you compress too hard, you flatten the contrast between the transient and the wobble, and that contrast is a big part of the sound. Add a little EQ cleanup if the low mids are boxy, and maybe a tiny bit of saturator at the end for final density. At this point, the bass should already feel like something, but the real test is arrangement. Picture a 16-bar drop, with a vocal phrase entering around bars 5 to 8. Your bass should not fight the vocal every single bar. During the vocal section, simplify the rhythm a bit, shorten some note lengths, and pull back the transient chain slightly if needed. Then, once the vocal leaves room, let the bass open up again. That kind of arrangement thinking is what makes the track feel professional. A really effective structure is this. Bars 1 to 4 introduce the bass statement. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the vocal, so the bass becomes a little more rhythmic and less dense. Bars 9 to 12 open the filter more or add more grit. Bars 13 to 16 can push harder, with a fill or variation before the next section. That escalation keeps the drop feeling alive instead of flat. If the vocal and bass are fighting, do not automatically reach for more volume reduction. Often the better move is to reduce bass activity, not just level. Shorter note tails, less busy movement, or slightly less saturation during the vocal line can make a huge difference. Let the vocal be the hook, and let the bass answer it. Once the sound is close, resample it to audio. This is a very classic D&B workflow. Print 4 to 8 bars, then listen for the best moments. Cut dead space, keep the strongest attacks, maybe reverse a tiny slice for tension or mute one note for a little surprise. Editing the bass, as audio makes it feel more like part of the arrangement and less like a static synth part. After resampling, do one last light cleanup pass with EQ, maybe a touch of saturator if the edge softened too much, and some automation if you want to shape the section further. Alive heavyweight D&B basses are really part synthesis and part editing. That's the secret sauce. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make one layer do everything. Don't widen the low end. Don't use the same wobble motion all the way through the phrase. And don't overcompress the bass bus. Also, do not judge the bass only in solo. Always check it with the drums and the vocal together. Solo can lie to you. The mix is where it either works or doesn't. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make a 2-bar bass phrase with 3 to 5 notes. Split it into sub, mid wobble, and transient layers. Automate filter movement on the mid layer. Add a little saturation or overdrive for dusty texture. Keep the sub clean and mono. Then play it with a breakbeat loop and a short vocal sample. Make the bass answer the vocal, not mask it. Finally, resample the result and make one small edit, like muting a note or reversing a slice. If you can get this bass to feel strong under drums and vocals, you are not just designing a sound, you're building a real D&B drop tool. And once you learn how to balance the sub, the dusty mids, and the crisp attack, you can adapt that formula into jungle, rollers, darker halftime, or anything in that modern bass heavy lane.